My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Peggy, let's hit him big time.
Because it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
You better get ready because we're going to show up and show up.
With John Lopez and Reggie Atitula. Always live.
Love it. Love it.
Always local.
Don't ever underestimate the heart of a champion.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
In the loop, Sports Radio 610. Thanks for hanging out with us on a Friday in H-Time.
How about that?
John Lopez, Figgy Fig, and myself, Reginald Atitula, hanging out with you. Always get involved with the program by texting in to the text line, 713-572-4610. You can also catch us on YouTube, Sports Radio 610. Also on twitch.tv/610Houston. And then always available. You can rewind. You can catch the podcast, the Odyssey app. Go ahead and download that thing. Make sure it's on your smartphone. And that'll keep you in touch with your home, your Houston sports leader and your home of the Texans, Sports Radio 610. We were just talking about the Texans premiere. Mm-hmm. And one thing I realized is I didn't even try and get Figgy's experience on the red carpet because you had to have seen a lot of fun things that we did not get a full appreciation of.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about it in Figgy's mixtape.
Excellent. All right. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Very good.
I'm going to break it down. We're going to all talk about it as a family.
Okay. Okay. And apparently what I'm learning, and I guess this will serve as a little bit of a tease, the way to tell the difference between people that got money for real, mm-hmm. and people that don't, check the shoes.
Yeah.
Yep. Check the shoes. Is a giveaway.
Also, someone else wanted to shout you out at 713 on the text line. Just watch Figgy's reel. So great. Your program director stole it. So there you go. In your face, Lopez.
All right.
Let me talking crazy.
Well,
about
he means stole it ironically.
Oh. I thought they were giving it up for the fit. I thought they were giving it up for the TJ Maxx and Men's Warehouse.
It was a cool fit. It was a cool fit.
Yeah. That's one way to put it.
Wow. Now, during the course of the season premiere, I had to check my phone periodically, and I was a little surprised to see that ultimately the Astros, in welcoming in the Royals, mm-hmm. the first game of a four-game set, ended up sounding a little bit like this.
To left field, Dubon is there, and the Astros win it. 6-3, Houston taking the first of this four-game series. Took a four-run eighth inning. It wasn't the cleanest game, but it's one that goes in the win column, and the Astros will certainly take it.
Yeah, that says a lot about what was happening. If you're not actively watching a game and you're kind of box score watching, you see zeros across the board for a very long time. Astros go up 2-0, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden they're down 3-2, and I'm like, oh, goodness.
Yeah.
What's going to happen? And they ultimately just have a big eighth inning, including a DiCenzo base loaded walk mm-hmm. to get them over top of the Royals. And then ultimately Dubon has a 2-run single to finish it off, put it out, you know, get some insurance runs. This feels like another establishing who the Astros are on a molecular level.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I'm kind of going along the same lines as that. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I mean,
What I was going to say is this is how you get well. Not pretty. You heard him talk about that right there. We talked about this yesterday. If you like good pitching matchups, this Royals series is just filled with them. You had the one last night. Seth Lugo and Fromber tonight. They have a combined 27 wins this year between those two starting pitchers, and it's going to be a fun Friday night. Obviously, a fireworks Friday night, all that good stuff. Then you get Kikuchi, who's been hot, against Cole Reagans, another 10-win pitcher.
We love Kikuchi!
Absolutely. And then Ronel Blanco against To Be Determined on Sunday. So we knew this was going to be good pitching matchups. And you talked about how it kind of ebbed and flowed. And you're like, okay, good. You know, it was one of the, that's how you get well. Traffic on the bases, scratch out a run. They did it with a walk. And then a really key hit late from Dubon, who has been... He's been through it the last week or so, man, but came through again.
Yeah, been through it, but always steps up to the moment, right? Like, that's been something great about Dubon. On the YouTube, I think Wesley makes a great point. Not only did DiCenzo have the walk that put the Astros ahead, but he had a lot of emotion and excitement. Mm-hmm. Like, you can tell these dudes, I mean, in a walk, looked like he hit a home run.
Because that's how you do it. He knew how important this game was, how important that run was. And Figgy, I don't know how many times you heard me say this. I'm a big fan of just traffic. Just give me traffic. It's old school baseball, but even in the new school world, those home runs matter a lot more when you got a guy that walked in front of you or you know, a guy got hit by a pitch.
And what it also does, right, and I've had the pleasure of working with dudes who have pitched in the majors before, what they tell you is that there's a different level of those pitches weigh on you more.
Yes.
When there's people in the base paths, when there's more things that you're considering, when you raise the leverage mm-hmm. of the situation, you put traffic on the bases, and now a dude's considering what's the lead there, right? Yeah. I can't miss a pitch or miss my spot or what have you, right? I have to be perfect, and now you're adding more stress to, again, a pretty good pitcher in Brady Singer here that you're facing off against in the Royals, and it's going to continue to be that. Getting dudes on the base paths is going to be really...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Important.
Watching baseball. Get me traffic, then give me the big swing if you can. The other thing, and when we talked about this with Spencer Arrighetti, and how... I love that line, you know, that Espada gave us yesterday about, I wanted Hader. It's just a reflective quote about how this pitching staff is starting to really feel that importance and confidence that they have as a pitching staff. Same thing with Hunter Brown yesterday. Like, Hunter Brown is obviously more experienced, has been in the postseason, but he had that sort of, don't take me out, I'm going to get this thing done, et cetera, et cetera. And he had, they're showing that, I don't know. I mean, whatever you want to call it, that postseason mentality or approach.
The metal.
The approach, yeah.
Yeah, speaking of Hunter Brown, and if this would be cut one here, Fig, I mean, just speaking to the maturity in some ways, kind of the way that he's settling in as a pitcher that's going to be vital. You know, he was talking about just like his excitement to go up against the Royals.
Come on, man. I could not wait to pitch against these guys, man. I got bounced in the first inning. That was definitely still on my mind, even though it was however many months ago now. Once I got to the first inning, that was awesome. I was very thankful. So definitely felt great. That was a birthday gift in itself.
Yeah, he's talking about the five run first. Remember that?
Yeah.
Early in the season.
Yeah.
And that was one that was weighing on his mind. And he's got that, you know, that little postseason, hey, just give me the ball, man, you know?
Yeah, and look, that's the competition that's going to be necessary. We've talked about it multiple times. When you get to the big time matchups, and this is one of those, right? Like, this is a 75 win Royals team as we speak, and that only climbs as the season goes along. And so, you know, it was great to see the pitching come together. Specifically, great to see Ryan Pressly back. He immediately made it back off of the IL as soon as he was ready to, and right back to work, right? He faced the minimum. He got it done. Three up, three down for him, one innings worth of work, and he added a strikeout. Like, that also then helps give me, and I'm sure a lot of Astros fans and onlookers, a more sense of security.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Finish out the rest of this 18 game and 18 day stretch, because that bullpen was something that you were hoping to try to not tax too hard, right? You're just trying to get through, and now slotting those guys back where you like it, where Hader's handling the ninth, Presley's handling the eighth, and now Brian Abreu can get the cush luxury position of just handling getting Hunter Brown out of the seventh, right? Like, I think that you have a great back end of the bullpen, and they're slotted back perfectly to get you to that place.
And you mentioned Abreu, you know, they kind of came back on Abreu, but they picked him up. You know, it goes back to just that's how you get right, you know, and now they've got two good wins in a row.
One thing I did want to highlight, again, going back to DeZenzo, right? He pinch hit. Like, that was a big spot for him. And Figgy, if you can give me cut three here. Like, you know, stepping up to the moment, this is something we've also talked about. These young guys that are going to have to be playmakers in big moments. He was asked how you keep your emotions at bay in that moment.
Yeah, it's tough, but I go back to just relying on my training, you know, knowing that I put in the work and prepared to be in that moment helps me a lot. And just when I'm in the box, grinding, just making sure that I'm taking breaths, breathing, being present, and not letting my mind spin too much. So.
Am I bugging in that feels like a dude who's a little bit more mature than just...
No, I think that's what we're seeing. That's what we saw a lot of yesterday. Whether it was, obviously Dubon's been around, but the way he responded, DeZenzo, certainly the pitching staff. I think that was very key. And again, get right with those guys that are going to just continue to gain confidence as you get closer to the postseason.
Going to continue to get themselves right. Have another opportunity today. Fantastic, again, pitching matchup as you described earlier. Mm-hmm. And so, like, Royals, you go again. And the thing that I love is just you've had tough games in the course of this stretch. Adding another win, like, I understand that we will all give them a little bit of a pass in that, oh, you know, you're in a tough stretch. The record, you can maybe be a little bit more forgiving on. But if you can get those wins, And that was what tomorrow was, or like tomorrow, yesterday was. Maybe tomorrow as well. Maybe I'll see the future. Maybe that's what happened. But yeah, just get the win, man. Like, play good baseball. And in the same way we were talking about it with the Phillies game that ultimately just kind of went away from you in the 10th and extras, this was another one of those. A good game against a good team.
Didn't get away from you.
Absolutely. There you go. A little bit of Astros getting a big win, at least in my estimation, showing their mettle again as a playoff team's postseason team last night against the Royals. Coming up next, let's get the question of the day. What team do you dislike the most? Inspired by a team that was playing last night, not the Astros. We'll discuss that next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.